And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 9th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Sue, who's got the weather and the updates on fires and road closures, and that could take the rest of the show.
Well, it could.
So, I mean, you know, today I'm driving in, and I'm looking out up there, and it looks like if I lived anywhere else, it looks like storm. You know, the way the sky looks, dark, foreboding. You know, coming in, I'd be thinking, well, it's going to rain today. But guess what? Smoke.
It is smoke.
It is smoke.
Definitely. Now, a red flag warning was held over into today. You can expect a high of 96, smoky skies, lows dropping down to 59, patchy smoke tonight and tomorrow. Hopefully, these winds will die down and we will see just sunny skies, 94 degrees, a low 61, 94 for Friday, more the same overnight, 61 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures right around 95 for Saturday and a low of 61, and for Sunday, 92 and a low of 59, so it looks like temperatures are dropping, hopefully by Sunday, and they won't bounce back. It is, once again, hazy and 77 degrees in downtown Reading. I-5 reopened in northbound traffic at North Wairika after it was closed due to the Glendower Fire and Alameda Drive fire in southern Oregon. Northbound I-5 remains closed 6 miles north of Ashland due to fires. So if you're planning on traveling, it looks like that's not going to happen. And according to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, the following communities are under evacuation orders due to the Hopkins Fire in Zinnia, Kenton Palm, Hettenshaw Valley, and areas south of Ruth. Also, evacuation warnings issued for Ruth, Ruth Lake, Mad River, Forest Glen, and Post Mountain as well. They have a temporary evacuation point at Southern Trinity High School at 600 Van Dusen Road. Also, we have additional fires that are burning. And according to Representative Doug LaMalfa, closures are set to be reevaluated as conditions change. But given the ongoing fire threat, the USDA Forest Service announced temporary closures, including the Sierra National Forest, Stanislaus National Forest, Sequoia, Inyo, Los Padres, Angeles, San Bernardino National Forest, and Cleveland National Forest. Closure of all developed campgrounds and day use sites in National Forest in California as well. Now, we also have another big fire burning. This is in Happy Camp, once again, under full evacuation, 22,000 acres.
I saw that yesterday, that Happy Camp was leaving.
Yes.
And among some others, okay, you finish up and I'll throw some in that I was reading about yesterday.
Great. Now, the Bear Fire is burning from Plumas County to Butte County. Firefighters focusing on Berry Creek, and evacuation orders remain in effect for many of those areas as red flag warnings continue. We've got, once again, the wildfire burning near the Oregon border. And apparently, we had drivers that were turned around, truck drivers that were being turned around at the Oregon border.
Well, I understand that some of them are even abandoning their trucks. So, okay, the phone's ringing. So, hey, the other thing I heard was that fire that was up closer to Yosemite down there where they evacuated everybody. I think that's I want to say Big Sleep, but that's not the right name for it. Anyway, it's burned up to the edge of Yosemite, and so Yosemite is worried. That's 130,000 acres, zero containment. So there's another problem going that way. So it's that time of the year. We had two grass fires in Reading yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Did you get that, sir?
Yes.
Two grass fires that they put out. One was caused by a piece of electrical equipment, and not sure about the other. But our firefighters are on top of that one.
Right.
And kept it down to a couple acres.
This was in Cottonwood. We had the Point Fire at Gas Point Road and Shire Horse Lane, and then the Cattle Fire at the Auction Yard near Cattleman Drive and Trefoil Lane. So I believe those are the fires that you were
One of the barns out there at the cattle auction place burnt.
I couldn't believe it. Did you see that? Oh, my goodness. It's just, you know, and this is the time to start thinking of your go bag. And this includes, you know, all the emergency items you might need, including, let's say, you know, your mortgage papers, your Social Security. Make sure you have all that stuff together and chargers for your cell phone and laptop that has all of your vital information. A lot of people, you know, they zip it on to their, you know, hard drive just to make sure that they have it. Mm-hmm. And it's good to have all that paperwork together and just be ready to go. You just never know.
The other thing you want to do is if it looks like you're really in the fire danger areas, is walk through your house and take photos of everything in your house in case you lost it. So it helps the insurance company when you make it helps you it when you're talking to the insurance company to replace all this. And if you have like a gun safe, and we what we learned, of course, in the car fire was gun safes don't always work. And in fact, in most cases, when that house is burning down, the safes are built to withstand certain temperatures for like 30 minutes. Well, what we were having was that guns were melting down, ammunition was blowing up, all of these. So if it's, you know, so if you had papers and things like that in the safe, that's going to be gone. And the other thing about guns is some people think that you need to have personal riders for your guns. That you have, and you know, if you have a gun collection, or if you just have guns because you know you're hunting and or using guns, is that they are treated as personal possessions after a fire, which means they can be replaced. But you should have photos and of those and serial numbers anyway, so that you can get all your firearms replaced. So anyway, it's just a mess. I mean, we didn't evacuate, but we moved started moving stuff out of our house during the car fire when it was down, you know, when it was close. And as the chief said, if it jumped another street, all of us would have been evacuated. All of downtown up where we're at on the off of Placer.
Anything right. off I was Placer. Thinking you're only two blocks away.
I know. Anything off of, well, we were, you know, where we were evacuated, we're going to evacuate to? Here. To the because, but, you know.
Running water in a bathroom.
No, well, that's all
pretty
you
need. Pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. But, you know, and we're still with, we went over to a friend's house the other night and for a birthday party. And a number of us got together, not a lot, but a lot, and then their kids were home from Texas, and we hadn't seen them in several years. Mm-hmm. Both of them graduates of Baylor. One's a pilot, like a professional pilot, and the other one works in the financial industry, and seeing them was great, but they're living in a house that's still being rented, and they just bought a new house, and it was, what 2 years? Yeah, and they lost everything in that fire because they were on the river when the fire jumped the sack and came. Theirs was the first house it reached, and this is downtown. This is right off of down there off of Snow Road. So anyway,
and I think a lot of people,
you know, it's just it's total.
Well, a lot of people have, you know, PTSD from, you know, the fires. And so, you know, when we start talking about, you know, it's fire season again, people are very on edge. And people are like, you know, especially here, and it's no joke. I mean, how serious we take this. And so, you know, when I hear people saying, oh, well, yeah, you know, I'll go. I think I'll just put together something, you know, just a little something, a little bag, you know. And it's like, no, you need to be prepared. I mean, it is, you know, people's lives are on the line. And this includes your pets. And a lot of people, you know, forget, hey, if you have pets, you're going to need dog food or cat food or medication. And so, you know, you just want to include these, your animals as well. And I had someone say, well, what do you do? I went to the house and there was a fire and the dog ran away. Well, you know, do you wait for the dog or do you save your life? I mean, that is a tough decision, you know. So you've got to, you know, if you have a dog that has a tendency to flee and doesn't come immediately when it's called, I mean, that's a very tough decision. But it's always good to make sure you take care of your pets, especially in case of a wildfire.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Did you know that that sleep plays such a crucial role in your overall health and wellness and performance? It's at the center of, you know, a good night's sleep is at the center of a healthy mind and body. Better sleep means that you're better prepared for that next day, and especially with children. Children need, you know, more sleep than we do as adults. You know, they're going to school, hopefully. And if they're not and you're teaching them at home, you need even more sleep. You need even more sleep to keep up on what they're being taught. The Sleep Number bed with the 360 smart bed, it adjusts and optimizes your sleep benefits continually during the night. Sleep Number is having a great sale, biggest sale of the year, when all beds are on sale for a limited time, save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. You can shop your way at a Sleep Number store, which is located in the Target Shopping Center, or online at sleepnumber.com, and you can do it by chat, just getting in there with them. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And that's where we don't have to compromise. You know, we each have that the firmness on our side of the bed that counts. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 7:16 in the morning, here on the 9th of September.
When I die and the name of
let's see, coffee, got it, radio, dialed in, check, showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR mornings.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the
revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is the 9th of September, 7:20 in the morning. I have great guests rolling in here at all times, even just catching them just a little bit by surprise now and then. It's supposed to be 7:30. We're going to run early today, give you more time. Sue and I are here at the helm of Free Fire Radio. Sue, what's the temperature right now?
It is currently a little bit hazy and 77 degrees already.
Okay, and it's going up to
96.
96 today, okay. Hey, I am here with Corey and Megan, and they're here to talk about the Casa Superhero Drive-Through Saturday, October the 31st. And this is where we you can join your Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, CASA and Friends, for a super safe trick-or-treating event.
Absolutely. Good morning.
I will be there.
All right.
I will be there. Now, do you think, okay, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for being flexible with me this morning.
No problem.
Okay, great. Hey, I was wondering about this because my daughter just sent me photos. She's down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's already got trick-or-treating things mm-hmm. out. I don't know why she... I'm not like that. She must take after her mom or something. Do you think there's... I said to her, do you really think there's going to be trick-or-treaters out on during this time frame? I mean, and they're still... They're not even opening up restaurants or anything in New Mexico. They're all under this mass edict. And I was thinking, would, if I was a parent, would I want my kid to go out to houses?
We are on the same train of thought
there,
Carl.
Yeah. I mean, even though kids are probably, they withstand this, it seems like, better than adults.
But as a homeowner, would you want kids at your door trick-or-treating? So that's another question that we've been pondering. So we put together a safe alternative to Halloween. So it's traditional in the sense that it's still trick-or-treating, but it's a drive-through, so the kids will get to trick-or-treat from their car at the Civic with our local business sponsors.
Okay. So that sounds cool. So they come up, so they drive up, they all yell, trick-or-treat, then what happens?
So think of it a little bit like a ride at Disneyland. Uh-huh. The vignette, the music, the costumes, the theme. That's kind of the big picture that we're going for. And our business sponsors that are coming on board to help support CASA, which Corey will talk about here shortly. But the event will be cars stopping at each business's booth instead of a house. They will trick-or-treat at the business's booth.
Okay.
And the business will get to hand out some really good candy that we're getting and their
swag.
Will the
kids be able to get out of the car?
No. So the kids will stay in the car.
Stay
so
in the car.
Roll down the window, trick-or-treat, you know, look for some character sightings. We've got some fun Disney-like characters that'll be there. And, of course, we've got superheroes in costume and KIXE.
You ought to have, like, a dark area.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
That drives through, that's spooky.
Oh, yes.
You know, and then everything kind of lightens up.
Yeah.
People jumping out with bloody machetes. And,
we're not going that far.
Probably don't want to do that.
Family friendly.
Okay. I know, it's just me.
We'll come to your neighborhood for that, your driveway.
My driveway.
You
know what?
Go.
Now, this is how I handled. This is how Linda and I do it. Some years, we just take a big, big bowl and put those little individual settings in there and just say, take, just, you know, just take handful or whatever. And the little kids, they come up, you know, they reach in there and they take it. But there's always candy left. Sometimes they'll knock on the door. And even though we've got a well-lighted street, I guess there's not a lot of kids on our street. I know that, you know, a couple of places have kids and they come over. But we don't get a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And so something like this, you know, parents can drive through and, you know, they load the kids up on candy that keeps them ready for the rest of the year.
Still, they'll still get that trick-or-treat bag.
Well, yeah. You know what? And it gets right down to it. And it comes to sour tarts. You know, those little packages of sour tarts. Those things are way too dangerous for children, and I would always confiscate them.
You got to look out for the kids.
You got to look out for the kids. Oh, this is great. I think this is a wonderful idea. And I think, you know, so how do people support this? You know, you've got, you say you have different businesses here, but can you have a lot of businesses get down there?
So we are still taking sponsors. We're still meeting with sponsors, securing that. We met with the chamber yesterday and talked about, we're calling it the superhero sweet tooth sponsor, businesses that can help sponsor the cost of the candy that we're going to have to purchase. And then we do have, you know, a little bit higher dollar level sponsors like Dignity Health and KIXE and Mechanics Bank, Tri-Counties Bank, that are helping underwrite the hard costs. But the more we got to thinking about it, if we're anticipating, you know, several hundred cars, the magnitude of candy that we're going to need to be prepared with, it's a little bit daunting. So we're looking for some additional businesses that can help with the $100, $250, $500 candy sponsors, so that we can go to a store locally, support a local business to purchase everything. But, yeah, we're talking, I mean, I might even need a truckload of candy. You never know.
That's a lot of candy.
So this event is...
Corey, do you believe it's going to take a truckload of candy? Or are you two just setting up? How long can you keep candy, by the way? Can you use it next year? When COVID is still here?
I mean, you never know. Oh, no, we don't want to think like that.
No, we don't want to think like that.
So this fundraiser is what I'm calling a Band-Aid for our Casa Superhero Run, which is normally what we would do that first Saturday in November.
Yeah, right.
And that fundraiser supports the court-appointed special advocates program, which I'm going to toss over to Corey to talk about because she, one, is a Casa volunteer herself, and two, works for our Casa program. So she has all the details there.
Yeah, so CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate, and we advocate for the foster youth in our community. We're a regional program, and we cover Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama counties. Currently, we have about 90 or so advocates in all four of our counties together, and we're always looking for more advocates to be able to advocate for our foster youth in our communities. Mm-hmm. And we build relationships with the youth. We meet with them every week, and then we advocate on their behalf. So we go to court for them. We write a report for the judge and really just make sure that these kids have a voice and aren't lost in the system.
Well, you know what? That is so important because, as you know, ACEs scores and all that being off the charts. I'd like to think, and maybe I'm just Pollyannish, but I like to think because we have such active programs here, like One Safe Place and what you all are doing, and the police are very much involved in this and the sheriffs understanding these things, that they're reporting this and people have a place to go to and a place of safety and all this. That's why we have more. You know, we take it seriously.
Yeah.
Where you'll look at other counties in the state, they don't have half of the buy-in that the citizens and the institutions of Shasta County has.
Yeah.
You know, and so does Angela believes that's one of the reasons that it seems like we have a high rate of domestic violence is because people know, you know, they have a place to go to and they know if it's reported, somebody takes care of it. So that's just my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm right on that.
We do have a good pool of resources available.
Yeah, that people know about it and they feel like they can reach out. So what you all do is great. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We had Casey Fatch on yesterday, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the things they're doing right now is they're coming up on the TAVR valve replacement procedure where right now, anybody that needs to have a valve replaced in up in Shasta County, they have to operate and open their chest up to do it. But there is a new procedure called the TAVR valve replacement procedure that it does not have to open up the chest. They can just go through one of your veins and replace the valve. So they're coming up on that in the next month or two. That means just another reason that Shasta Regional Medical Center is taking the lead in medical care, and they're at the cutting edge of so many different procedures there at Shasta Regional, you know, especially with their Da Vinci machine that they have there, their surgical robotic suite that they have. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. We'll be right back with Northern California Catholic Social Services ladies.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460 with Carl Bott this morning.
Okay. Hey, by the way, you just heard the Turtle Bay's Caffeinate for a Cause. That's going to be next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. I think it's the 17th. And Linda and I will be down at the Dutch Bros on Eureka and Market Street, just a next block over. And we'll be there from 7 to 9. So please come in, say hello, buy a drink there. A dollar for every drink goes to One Safe Place. I'm sorry, Turtle Bay. This is a Turtle Bay Caffeinate for the Cause. I don't know why I said One Safe Place. It's Turtle Bay Caffeinate for a Cause. Get a chance maybe to pet a skunk. Well, it's a it's a fixed skunk. If there's any chance that they'll let me have a snake this year, I will give you little snakey hugs if you come by. And so you can donate. The more you donate, the less the snake will be in your car. So that's a week from tomorrow, starting at 7 o'clock. Join us down there. And I'm here with two ladies from the Northern California Catholic Social Services Group and CASA, and also they're having this big event on October 31st because you want to get your kids out to be able to trick or treat. Well, now you don't have to worry about it. We have a drive-in trick or treat.
Yes, we do.
That's right, and you can practice for the drive-in voting, which is just the next week after that.
There you go.
So you bring your kids in. It's going to be down at the Civic Auditorium.
Yes, in the Civic Auditorium.
They're going to have different booths set up there, and the kids don't even have to get out of the car. They're going to have people in costumes going over and delivering candy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep. The only thing they have to do is yell trick or treat.
Yes, we are saying no to the cursed COVID creature this year, and yes to a safe alternative to Halloween.
There you go. And we're talking about CASA, which is that helps kids.
Yes.
And hit that one more time for me. This is Corey and Megan.
Yes, CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, and we advocate for the foster youth in our community. So a lot of the foster youth kind of get lost in the system and feel like they don't have a voice, and we advocate for the foster youth. We build a relationship with them, we meet with them weekly, and then we advocate for their best interest. So that could be advocating that they get help in math because they're not doing well in math for school, mm-hmm. or that they see a grandparent that that they aren't able to see. We advocate for their placement the best interest of that child. And so we're a regional program. We're in Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama. And we have about 90 advocates, but we're always looking for more because there's always more kids that need a voice. And even during the pandemic, we've still been doing trainings. It's all online. We're currently in the middle of a training, and we'll be doing another training come October. You can visit our website, nvcss.org, to get more information for that.
Okay. Well, great.
Yes.
That's super.
And for information on how you can register for the drive-through event on October 31st, runforcasa.com, and that's the number 4. Or you can find us on Facebook at the same spot, Run for CASA.
Because this used to be a run. People could go out and run miles or yards or
yes.
walk.
And we are doing a virtual run walk this year that still supports the CASA program. That information is also on runforcasa.com. We're encouraging you to sign up and run where you want, whether that's the track, your treadmill, laps around your yard. That's what I'm going to have my kids do to expel some of their energy once the smoke clears. But it's another way that you can support the cause.
Who had 2 million acres burning for September? Okay, who had that? I had killer hornets for July.
We've got a distance learner at home, and with all the smoke, everybody's inside, and everybody's starting to crawl up the walls.
I understand that, a lot of this homeschooling is that some of the kids have been suspended already, and two of the homeschool teachers have been arrested have also been fired for drinking on the job.
Oh, goodness.
So.
I can imagine.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having 5?
No.
I know somebody that has 8 kids.
I've got 3 in that.
They homeschool anyway, so this is not a big thing to them. But I can imagine somebody, 3 kids. Yeah. And are they all distance learning?
Only one, thankfully.
What about the other two?
Preschool, and we have a toddler. So she's just into everything as it is. Crawling, climbing, walking. She's trying to run, which is humorous.
I bet.
I don't know if you drink, but if you don't have to drink to be able to do this. But on December 31st, right at midnight, I think we all should take a shot of our favorite beverage and swear that we'll never mention 2020 again.
In the past. I'm in.
It's gone. It's just gone. Everybody does it at one time.
We all have amnesia for 2020.
Wait, it's just 2020?
What?
Oh, what? Oh, was that a year?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, okay, everybody. We're the CASA group here, and usually where they go for the run for CASA, this year it's going to be a Halloween trick or treat for all the kids where they don't have to go from door to door and people just not letting them in because of a variety of reasons. We're going to do it down at the Civic.
Yeah.
It's going to be a drive-through. Now they need people to help buy the candy.
Yeah.
So you can be a $100 donor. You take anything, though, right?
We'll take anything. We stopped, our development director stopped by Cash and Carry yesterday to talk about maybe a purchasing partnership, and he handed us $100 worth of Cash and Carry gift cards right there just after that conversation. So people seem eager to give. A lot of businesses have mentioned that with the pandemic, they haven't been asked because events have been canceled.
Yeah.
So we're seeing this as an opportunity for the community to partner together for a cause that supports the foster youth in the North State.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to help kids?
Yeah, that's right. But the trick-or-treat drive-through is for everybody.
The trick-or-treat drive-through is for everybody.
But this is a way to...
Yes.
Now, is this a fundraiser, too?
It is a fundraiser. So you do have to pay to pay to attend.
All right.
That's one way that we're helping to support the CASA cause. All of those details are up on runforcasa.com.
Okay.
And we are asking people... when they register, you have to actually choose a time slot. So the event will be from 4 to 7 p.m., and we're having people register for a half-hour time slot so that not everybody convenes on the Civic at 6 p.m. because that's when it starts to get a little bit dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our kids, we may go before dinner because that's, you know.
You know what?
Post 6:30, the toddler gets a little bedtime-ish. Yeah. So we may say, hey, at 4:30, we're going to go.
Okay.
So all those details are up on runforcasa.com, and we're excited to
see. And how much does it cost to go
through? It's $40 for a car, and that'll include a trick-or-treat bag for every kid, as well as a cape. Our superhero friends at Dignity Health did capes for us this year, so that's going to be fun. And it's the overall experience. We've got the characters and some entertainment that we're planning and some in-car activities. So we're trying to make it a whole experience, something that the kids can look back on as a positive of 2020. Maybe this will be the only thing we want people to remember from 2020.
There you go. Remember when we went trick-or-treating in the car? Can we do that again next year, Mom?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah.
And prizes, right?
Yes, and prizes. So, thank you, Corey. We are having a car costume contest. So if your car comes decorated in some capacity, there's a prize. If you bring a pet dressed up, your pet might get something, too.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to do a big social media push for the month of October, costume contests online. Like, you can submit a photo early for that. And just a wide variety of prizes that we have to give away as we market the event. We're starting marketing now, but the big push will be over the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
We want to thank our friends Cornerstone for letting us snag their spot this morning.
You know what? Cornerstone is a great group of people.
They are.
You know, we're a lot of people shifted business over to Cornerstone during this COVID because of how well they've treated our community. I mean, they reached out. And even if you weren't even a customer, they were helping people. So, okay, last thoughts.
Runforcasa.com for event information and for information about the actual CASA program. NVCSS.org, or there is, you can always find us on Facebook pretty easily.
Okay.
Come support CASA.
Yes.
Good idea. You know what? We'll give you a donation, if not today, because I don't have a lot of time. Just, you know, come on back through.
Perfect.
And we'll give a money for candy donation.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
We would love that.
Oh, you know what? It's a great cause. And like many, you know, none of the events are being done. And there's a lot of people like you. In fact, I just got a phone call from a large company the other day that bounced an idea off me, which I think is a great idea that I can't talk about right now. And what he said was, you know, we support, you know, so many different organizations, but we haven't been able to.
Right.
You know, with their events. So they're going to have their own event, which
nice.
Is great.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, I mean, and when you hear this, it's going to knock you out.
All right. We're
okay?
looking forward to
it. No, I mean, this is a super thing. And it hasn't ever been done around here. And it's for a wonderful cause.
Hmm.
So
you've piqued my interest.
Yeah, well, you know, hang around. You might hear about it. Listen to the station. You know, this goes on. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. And speaking of a sponsorship, this is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community-run, community board of directors. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. 1845 California Street, right down here in downtown Reading, and the other over at the old Rayleigh's Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but it's better just to stop in there and just see how friendly everybody is. Cornerstone Community Bank is still moving local dreams forward through all of this, and this is just a good example of how they do it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment this morning, 7:47 in the morning. I'm here with Jan Kearns from Fashion Alliance.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just adjusting over there with Jan. Hey, no, I'm great. It's coming up.
It is. It's Saturday night.
Saturday night, Fashion Alliance.
Yep.
Now, I went to this last year. And I it's one of those things that I was drugged there, like many things Linda does. She goes, oh, come on. And I went, no, okay. And in every case, it's been 100% of the time, Linda's been right. I always end up enjoying myself. And here I am at a fashion show with, you know, sitting next to Rick Goyne, who also looked uncomfortable when he first got there. Uh-huh. But we had a great time. I mean, fashions galore, all local fashion designers.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so tell us what's going to happen.
So this year's a little different. The last two, this is our third annual. The last two fashion shows have been live, the one you attended. And we've had, you know, we've sold out the house. And
yeah, it was
packed.
It's
been great. Yeah. So our big plan was to kind of move to a larger location this year. And then the coronavirus hit and the pandemic hit. And so we had to kind of back up and shift gears. And so we decided, with the amazing brain power of our board and the amazing talent of one of our board members, Tara Ferris, who's done event planning and been able to do this, and she said, we can do this virtually. So that's what we decided to do. And so we decided to go ahead and pre-record it, film it, mm-hmm. and it will then preview on Saturday night over the YouTube channel and Facebook Live, and you can tune in and watch it. So,
you can also donate during that
and
time.
You can also
can you
donate.
Can you buy the fashions at all? Or you can't,
well,
can
not
you?
In the show, but right. We do have designers who are selling their fashions.
Right, right.
And
that's,
so,
that's how it works.
Right,
okay.
Right. So there will be information about how to contact people. Our plan is to have ways for people to be able to actually meet designers and later on after the show's over. So there will be plenty of ways for people, if they love what they see, to be able to work with those designers to get sometimes, in some cases, they're one of a kind, but the designers who do things and create one of a kind items always work with clients to make uh-huh. whatever they want. Uh-huh. So,
well, how about the Fashion Alliance,
uh-huh.
which is just a great organization. You provide spaces there.
We do.
And tell people what the Fashion Alliance does.
So we do three different things. Our motto is make what matters, and we have three components of that, and it's learn, make, and shop. So first part, learning, we teach classes to both kids and adults in sewing and fashion design. We have those classes offered weekly and monthly, mostly with kids' classes. We do a once-a-week model. With adults, we do more workshop models because it's easier for them
sure.
to do that. So the maker, we have a maker space. We're located in the heart of downtown Cultural District on the corner of Placer and Market Street, and we have a large maker space that people can come in and use for $5 an hour up to $200 a month if they want a permanent large space there.
And this is where they can sew.
They
and
can sew.
You've got all the machines and everything,
we
right?
We have all the machines. We have industrial machines. We have home sewing machines and sergers and cover stitch machines and any kind of machine you would need, pretty much. And there are a few that are still on my wish list, but we're getting there. Large cutting tables, open space for people to be able to create.
And you have people there also that can act as kind of as a mentor and things
right,
like this?
Right, we do.
Yeah.
So we do. So we're starting this fall. We'll do an open Saturday for $5. You can come in. There will be people there to help you out. And then we kind of mentor them along and look at whether they want to take an ongoing class or just come in for a little bit of advice. So
somebody has written in our chat room that in big letters, Jan is great.
Oh, thank you, whoever you are.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. So, but Jan is great.
And
Jan is great because this is something that, you know, you just don't think about. Okay, here's Reading, and people don't realize the undercurrent of art and things and fashion and stuff that is here.
Right.
And I saw things I had never seen before. And frankly, I just saw a fashion show that somebody sent me from, you know, and one of these big ones, you know, in the big,
uh-huh.
big areas and on men's designs. And I was thoroughly appalled at how they want to, you know, at least on this one designer, you know, this is some kind of famous designer, how they think men should dress. I mean, they had guys with skirts on and all these things. And I haven't reached that point yet.
Yeah.
But you all last year had some designs for men that I thought was, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it might be for the younger, yes, for younger mm-hmm. men and all this, but they were really, I thought, okay, they were masculine and that kind of thing. Were
but
they,
pretty wearable.
But pretty, but wearable. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff for the women, mm-hmm. for all different age groups were in that mm-hmm. group.
That's
and
right.
So, and your models were fearless. And considering they had to walk down the atrium steps,
those two, that huge
fearless
flight of steps and stiletto heels.
Yeah, like this. So if we go to YouTube, and how do we find it on YouTube, Bill?
So you go to the Reading Alliance, Reading Fashion Alliance on YouTube. You just type in Reading Fashion Alliance, and you'll be able to get, you'll get to, on the YouTube.com. Is that YouTube.com? Oh, I'm terrible about that.
I know, I'll find it.
And you'll be able to find, and you can actually subscribe to our YouTube channel. The other thing is, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you also have an opportunity, in the next couple of days, you have an opportunity to win one of our watch party eligible donation baskets. We're selling watch party baskets. You can go to our own website at readingfashionalliance.org and be able to do that for a $50 donation, and we will actually deliver that to you. It's a watch party basket that's filled with all kinds of snacks and food and a little bit of fun swag from local businesses right here in Reading that have all generously donated to this.
Okay, so I'm on the Reading Fashion Alliance Gala Show for 2018.
Uh-huh. And then there's also the 2019. Those are already up there, but Saturday night at 6 o'clock, the 2020 Fashion Show Gala will be there as well.
Okay, so you can take a look at that. And great.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited. This is free this year. So free, and then that's why but it still is our largest fundraiser of the year. And so we are a nonprofit organization. It's what keeps the lights on and keeps the classes going and keeps us able to offer scholarships for kids. So.
And you know what? This has been a tough year. We were just talking about it in the last week coming in here. Instead of having the castle run, they're going to have a drive-through trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
There's corporations out there that usually help a lot of people, mm-hmm. but they haven't had any events yet, so they're trying to figure out ways to help. So maybe we can, you know, pique some interest here. But this is something that I met a young lady the last time that was on here who is just a fine young lady. And I see her, and she's also a server.
Right, and Shelby.
Yeah, Shelby. And Shelby is just so excited about this. And this is something that maybe will set, this one show may set them on a course that will last forever.
Right.
And at some point, Shelby flies back in her jet and puts on another show right here in town. And because she's a world-famous designer. This could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Okay. So it's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah, and you can go to thefashionalliance.com.
No, .org.
.org. Okay.
ReadingFashionAlliance.org.
And buy a watch basket.
Watch party basket and get all the information there.
Okay.
You can also go to our Facebook page and you just type in Reading Fashion Alliance on Facebook and you'll be able to get all the information there as well.
Sounds like fun. And you know what, my friends, you know, last year I went to it and it was just a really fine event.
Thank you.
It was done in such a way. The lighting was great.
Yeah.
You were videotaping all of this. The designers, you got to listen and talk to the designers that, you know, came out afterwards when they were talking about their collections and what they were thinking of when they did it. I mean, and there were a couple in there that were really, I mean, they were out there. But why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
And that's the point. I mean, that's the point, is for people to be able to create and find those things that inspire them and give them that link to their own creativity. And people are in it for different reasons. But we really focus on a very diverse type of show. You'll see it again this year, everything from streetwear to vintage to formal to avant-garde. So you're in for quite a treat.
You know what? I don't know if you're going to see any camo in this. Somebody was saying, multi-cam looks great. You know, best camo pattern.
I know.
Don't know if you're going to see that in the show this year.
Well, maybe not, but you never know. There could be. There could be.
Maybe I'll have to get into this design stuff, you know, for the North State,
well-dressed
man.
There you go. Carl, you come in any time, and I will help you with that.
Well, you know what? I have a bucket list, and I've been able to do most of my bucket list. This wasn't on my bucket list, but
hey,
you know what? You know,
it's a big bucket. You can always
but
add.
But Fashion Alliance is a great part of our community. I can't say enough about them. And here's a chance to support them. Buy one of the baskets. Tune in. Go to their website, fashionalliance.org. Get all the information. And then Saturday night, sit down. And it only lasts for, what, an hour and a half, maybe?
Yeah, max.
Yeah, that
hour,
much.
Hour and a half.
And you're sitting at home, you know, eating popcorn.
Right. Or having a small, safe, socially distanced watch party.
With your family and closest friends.
Yeah. All 6 feet apart.
All 6 feet apart.
There you go.
So you rent the Civic to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a...
You know, you could get a lot of people in there. Except the rules are, I think it's 50, right?
Yeah, something. You know, it's another... Yeah, no. Anyway.
Anyway. That's another story. So.
And Jan Kearns, thank you so much for what you do for our community and
thank
for this.
You for
and
me on.
Break a leg out there.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Not literally, though.
Not literally,
yeah.
Of course. When we come back from the break, or soon after, we're going to have Jake Mangus, president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, talking about what's going on.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More Americans are coming home from Iraq. The top U.S. general for the Mideast says the number of troops in Iraq will drop from roughly 5,200 down to 3,000 this month.
General Frank McKenzie says during a visit to Iraq that the reduction demonstrates America's confidence in the abilities of Iraq's own security forces against the Islamic State group. The announcement comes as President Trump says he is fulfilling the promises of 4 years ago to bring U.S. combat troops back home.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Late-stage studies of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine temporarily on hold after one participant came down with what's described as a potentially unexplained illness that may or may not be a side effect of the shot. Brown University's Dr. Ashish Jha remains optimistic that an effective vaccine will be found in the coming months.
Once AstraZeneca figures out exactly what has happened here, because this is so high profile, I'm confident they're going to make it public, and the other vaccine makers are going to go back and look at their own data and see if they're seeing it. Now, obviously, if they're seeing it, then we have a broader problem. But again, I'm pretty hopeful that this is a one-off. Maybe it's not even related to the vaccine. But hope is not evidence. We've got to see what the data actually shows us.
It's Walmart without the greeter at the door. Test of groceries and household goods delivered by air.
The retail giant is using drones from Flytrex in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where it says it hopes to gain insight into customers and its workers' experience with the technology. A Walmart executive acknowledges that it'll be a while before drones are widely used for package deliveries. Last week, Amazon won regulatory approval to deliver packages by drone.
That's correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street. The Dow up 416 points, the NASDAQ 274 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Rome, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says new limits on social gatherings in the UK, limiting get-togethers to no more than six people, will stay in place for the foreseeable future, possibly even through Christmas. Hancock says the new limits will provide more clarity to people while slapping a lid on a recent spike in coronavirus cases.
Medical researchers say a clear, consistent message is crucial in containing pandemics. And in England, apparently the message got muddled as restrictions were gradually being eased. More than 100 British lawmakers have signed a letter to the Chinese ambassador condemning what they describe as a systematic and calculated program of ethnic cleansing against the Uyghur people in far western China. The letter refers to reports of forced population control and mass detention of Uyghur Muslims, as well as video. It seems to show a large number of blindfolded men waiting to be loaded onto trains. News and analysis, townhall.com. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber says live shows are at a point of no return.
The composer of Evita and Phantom of the Opera told British lawmakers that they must set a date to reopen the theaters. He says there comes a point when theaters can't go on anymore. He reminded them that most shows were not hugely successful moneymakers like Hamilton and Phantom. He called theater an incredibly labor-intensive business and said in many ways because of the pandemic, it has become a labor of love. He urged support for the arts. Keith Peters reporting.
Members of the senior leadership of the Rochester, New York Police Department have announced their retirement. Chief Laurent Singletary accusing critics of trying to destroy his character and his integrity following the police custody death of Daniel Prude back in March. Let's get on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up more than 400 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Here, the 9th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we have Jake Mangus here and from the Chamber of Commerce and Shasta Regional Medical Center sponsoring that.
So grateful to be on the show back again this month, and also to have Casey Fatch and the team over at Shasta Regional Medical Center sponsor the Chamber Hour. He's on our board, and he's a community-minded guy, and they're doing a great job over there.
They sure are. Okay, Sue, catch us up on weather and
I'll try to make it quick. Okay, we'll just put it that
just
way
do
for
the
fire.
Major fire. What's that major fire? I keep calling it the Big Sleep Fire, but it's not sleep.
You might be thinking of the Creek Fire.
Big Creek Fire. Yeah,
I think
Creek
we should fire. Just call them all the California Fire.
Well, we've just got many.
You know how they merge them into, you know, they'll merge two fires into one fires into complexes. We ought to just call it the California Complex Fire. Because it's burning everywhere.
Exactly, exactly. Well, today in the North Valley, it is going to be smoky. And, yes, this will continue at least through tonight. We do have a red flag warning in effect. Today's high, 96. Overnight lows dropping down to 59. Sunny tomorrow and the rest of the week, 94 tomorrow, 94 for Friday. Overnight lows dropping down to 61. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, 95 for Saturday. And a little bit cooler temperatures headed our way, hopefully, for Sunday. Looks like we've got 92 degrees expected overnight low and 59, 87 for Monday. Now, as you mentioned a moment ago, fire is burning. The Slater Fire near Happy Camp in Siskiyou County at 22,000 acres. Now, in Trinity County, many communities under evacuation orders, including the Hopkins Fire, Zinnia, Kenton Palm, Hettenshaw Valley, and all areas south of Ruth evacuated. Evacuation warnings for Ruth, Ruth Lake, Mad River, Forest Glen, and Post Mountain. So if you have any family in the area, you might want to contact them just to make sure they were able to get out. Temporary evacuation point at Southern Trinity High School at 600 Van Dusen Road. And once again, the Sierra National Forest closed, along with Stanislaus, Sequoia, Inyo, Los Padres, Angeles, San Bernardino, and Cleveland. Closure of all developed campgrounds and day use sites in national forests. In California also, no ignition sources. They are prohibited. Campfires, gas stoves, and so on. Butte County, lots of evacuations ordered. The Bear Fire burning from Plumas County to Butte County. They're focusing near Berry Creek today. Also, once again, critical fire danger. The wildfire burning near the Oregon border forced I-5 to close.
There were truck drivers abandoning their trucks yesterday.
They were.
Yeah. And the Creek Fire. the creek fire has, I just read, is nearing Yellowstone. And that's 100%, or there's 0% containment on that. So now Yellowstone. Have they closed Yellowstone?
At this point, two campers, yes.
Two campers.
I mean, it's they're firefighters,
years,
you know.
Yeah. About 4 years ago, a number of us drove up on our motorcycles up to spend. There's a motel inside. There's two. There's that real fancy one. Then there's another motel inside Yellowstone. We had reservations. As we drove up to the gate, the guy puts the sign out. He says, "We're closing. We got fires." And an RV had crashed, and the propane tank had exploded. That's all it took. And so they were, and everybody was just leaving. They were pushing people all out of the park because of the fire going on there. So you know what? Thanks, Sue. First of all, the news or the fire reports and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a great business, been in the business 23 years. Out of Anderson, is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Of course, Jake Mangus, as you know, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, is with us. But yesterday, a guy by the name of Undersecretary Jim Hubbard from the Department of Agriculture met with about 20 or so ranchers, loggers, and got an earful about these fires. How the feds aren't taking care of it. They should be letting animals in there grazing. One guy said, it took me months to get my goats into an area that just cleans out these places. And they just, they took off on this guy yesterday.
I read that article as well. So
wow.
I'm always interested in the forest product stories. Key industry for us. And also, family heritage there too. So when I see those stories, it's just something I want to see. I mean, as a kid, I grew up in the spotted owl saga, and having a grandpa that grew up in a Simpson logging camp in Washington and was involved in that industry for a large portion of his life, and other people who have had their livelihoods decimated by decisions made by the federal government and also environmental groups. We're seeing that be one of the factors in the catastrophic wildfires is the mismanagement of forests. And I thought the guy that was representing, logging and so on, and he said, "Why don't you guys just sell the land of the private industry, the private sector, And you just have that picture in your mind when you're going up the highway and you've got the left side Sierra Pacific well-managed forest, the right side U.S. Forest Service land that's totally choked off with vegetation and it's just a disaster waiting to happen. And it's kind of right there before your eyes. When you think about capitalism, and if somebody's motivated to have something be sustainable, like a Collins Pine, for example, sure, in Chester or something like that, they're going to do the right thing to be stewards of the land, because it's not going to be like the Onceler in the book The Lorax as a kid. They want to see that, be able to produce year over year, generation over generation. It makes
like
good
Christmas
business sense.
Christmas tree farms.
Yep.
Christmas tree farms. Those things take several years to grow.
Think about what's the other one? It's deer herds, right? And hunters and fishermen. These are usually groups of people that want to see those
resources
last
forever.
Exactly.
No, forever, so your kids and grandkids.
Yep.
So what you do is you take care
up.
Of the environment, your money for your licenses, and every time you buy a gun or ammo, part of that goes to for environmental and keeping the herds viable.
It's just a waste.
Now, there was an agreement that Congressman LaMalfa mentioned yesterday that under the agreement, the Forest Service and the state will each annually thin 500,000 acres of brush and small trees. That's 1 million acres. And you know what? You think, wow, that's pretty good. That's just a step.
Yeah, true.
But at least it's a good step where we can start, maybe in the worst areas thinning out, and then cleaning up also after these fires, all the downed logs, which 2 years later,
that's right,
are great tender.
What do they call that? The slash or whatever. Yeah.
Let's look at cogen plants, because then you have a renewable asset that gives us electricity.
That's right. I think, wasn't it Brian Dolly that saved the day in the last couple of years to keep those things going and helping communities like Bernie, a major employer there? So
I don't know. I haven't talked to Brian in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't come on the show.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I wonder why that is. Maybe better than I do.
Well, I don't know. We never did find out why. We asked.
Yeah, it seems like we could get him on.
You would think so. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We've supported him in his elections. You would think that he would. Anyway, moving on from that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And let's talk about everything that's going on around here business-wise, because just more and more things are happening. Stillwater, downtown, the guy has cleared out that whole block.
We even have business grants by the millions and endorsements of local candidates.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how you selected those. This portion of the show brought to you, though, by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the premier jewelry store, in my opinion, in this town. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have watch repairs. You can get it all done there. A super selection of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to specifically designed pieces of jewelry, all at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Local business, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound, a force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other? No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Carl at the bot. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 818 in the morning here on the 9th of September. Going up to like 94, 95 today. Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings us a segment. You know, when you look outside today, and it looks like storms, but it's not. It's smoke. It's from fires all around here. The hardest thing that happens is your house isn't touched by fire, but you're in that area. So your homeowner's insurance is canceled by an insurance company. What do? You call Judy Maxwell at 221-0441. I can't begin to tell you how many people she's helped get homeowner's insurance, to get the fire insurance back for their homes at fair prices. You know, some companies are offering you fire insurance for $1,000 a month. I mean, that's kind of a little steep, you might say. Call Judy Maxwell. She's been helping people since 1993. Her business keeps expanding because she's doing the right things. Again, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can just stop by or give them a call at 221-0441.
And she's in Rotary with me, so I've got some dirt on her. I don't know if you want me to share that now.
Say something like that, you better explain what dirt means.
Well, okay, so this is kind of a fun thing. She's a Texan. And
an unabashedly proud Texan.
Yes, and so one of these recognitions where, you know, people contribute to the Rotary and the various community projects, international projects, anyway, you find ways to get that money out of the club. So she got recognized one meeting for having live at her wedding Hank Williams Jr. performing, and they ended up, she and her husband and Hank ended up playing, the rest of the night. Something like that. Yeah, I remember them leaving in a limo photos of this stuff. So, anyway.
That doesn't surprise me.
Are you ready for some football is what we should be asking right now, because today's opening day. Tomorrow is. Tomorrow's opening day for the NFL.
So. I could care.
Yeah.
I could care less.
Oh, it stands for not for long. Right?
Not for long. Yeah. Well, you know what? I enjoy football, and college football was up this past weekend. I thought, frankly, you know, what ESPN's been doing is running all these reruns of games, and I thought it was just a rerun, but it kept saying new.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, are some colleges playing? Because it's never
there are some colleges
clear.
Playing.
It's never clear anymore.
Yeah.
Jake.
I just wanted to distract us for a second. Okay.
Well, hey, Jake.
Yeah.
We have – when are businesses, all the businesses, going to be open again?
First of all, I would say most businesses are open, and I think that's an important thing. I think also when you look at the state of California on the map, we are one of, at least as of last week, we were one of only 11 counties out of 58 that have indoor dining in our restaurants. So that's a positive thing as well. The movie theaters are back open. They're offering discounts on their concessions. You can buy popcorn and a soda and some candy for like less than $10 when you go to the movies.
Let's just face it.
You know,
it's not the cost of the tickets.
It is not.
You can get in for $14 or less into the movie, but you cannot get away from the concession stand without spending $20, and that's just for popcorn and a large Coke that we share.
I think the frustration that we feel in the North State, certainly I feel too, is just the fact that you're being dictated to by someone on high.
That doesn't have any concept
of
what it is out here that collects a paycheck every 2 weeks or a month.
Yep.
And that's the whole bureaucracy of them. They still get paid, and they don't realize. It's been so many years, if ever they ever wrote a paycheck to anybody.
Sure.
Or had their businesses, teetering, because they've never had to do that. They've been a part of the bureaucracies for so long. And we even by his previous standards, should have been open, but when he shut down everybody with no warning.
True.
I mean, that caused a lot of people to totally lose faith in the decision-making ability of our governor.
We felt like we didn't have any decision-making power ourselves, that it was not up to us any longer. And that was really tough for people to deal with. And that's what got us, kick-started in a lot of different ways. Like I mentioned, I think last month, actually, but getting involved in coalitions with Southern California partners that have the wherewithal and the numbers and the influence,
and
California
the
Restaurant Association, and so on.
And he just totally ignored it.
Well, and then we had on the local level, of course, the constant, I don't know if you want to call it pressure, I would just say advocating for the business community with the Board of Supervisors. And they finally got the phone call, conference call with the head of public health for the state of California. And they let us in on a little secret that we were going to be able to be back open again because of this new system that was coming out. And that ended up being the case. I mean, one example of how you can approach this and you can get something done sometimes would be Matt Doyle at Shasta Caverns. I was listening to public comment at the Board of Supervisors a couple weeks ago, and people were voicing their frustration. Some of them misdirected at the Board of Supervisors, others just looking for a moment where they could unleash what was pent up inside. And then here comes Matt. Matt owns, or he runs the Shasta Caverns. They got shut down for a cup of coffee, really, because they were designated as an indoor museum for a little while. Though there was no contact tracing ever linked to Shasta Caverns for their employees or their thousands of guests. And so he was able to say, look, we can do this, we can do that, we can make it work. He said that Dr. Ramstrom stopped him before he left the chambers there at the supervisors meeting and said, we can make this work. And I thought that was a pretty big
Matt
deal.
Matt was on our show right before he went down there. And for an hour, we discussed this whole thing about how this cavern is a living, breathing organism.
It is.
And it really is. And so, you know, and when he wrote a letter, and this needs to also be said, he wrote a 3-page letter explaining all this. I mean, this guy has been in this business for 20 years. He's on the board for all the United States Caving Association.
Correct.
And he wrote this letter, and it came back to him, you know, boilerplate, the first paragraph, and the second. And the second paragraph was a line that says, we do not agree with you. That was from here.
Yeah.
We do not agree with your findings. Well, tell me how in the hell anybody on our Health and Human Services is an expert on caves.
Yeah, they wouldn't be.
Well, obviously that this wasn't seen by Dr. Ramstrom. And when she heard Matt, she realized there's no reason he shouldn't be open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
I think that sometimes approach does matter, and he got something done. And we've been pleased to see that our numbers have remained within the thresholds that have been set before us. When you contrast that with what's going on in Chico and Butte County right now, you know, we're pretty fortunate where we sit right now.
Oh, my God, Butte
community.
County. You know, Deborah Lucero, who used to work up here.
Yes, absolutely. Across the street.
Been on the show several times. She, you know, they're really pushing. She was a very strict masker and all this, and, you know, reporting on people. And then Butte County exploded one weekend, 400 cases one day.
Yes.
And, you know, so I sent something to Deborah and said, what's going on here? They have no idea. They have no idea how it's, you know, part of it may be Chico.
You can just think about the population density and all the multifamily housing and the students and everything, you know, who knows?
That could be part of it.
Yep.
So anyway, we went out. My Dan Bean was on, Beans from REU, and he said this last weekend, go out and eat dinner because you need to help with this power. You know, PG&E is going to brown out. So we thought we'd do our part, and we were going to go out Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, Friday night, we could not find a restaurant to eat at. We finally went to, got into Sierra Gibbs.
Because everything was busy?
Everything was busy.
I love it.
I mean,
yeah.
Up to, you know, oh no, we're booked out.
Yeah.
You know, Carlene's. I mean, places like, the Logan's.
Sure.
Or the Cattleman's Restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, they're just booked out. Luckily, we got, into Sierra Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Great time, but the place was packed to the area where they could be packed.
I mean, I don't know how much time we have left right now, but I'll tell you
minutes.
That I think that's a great realization. And I had a mentor named Don Chapman years ago who passed away a few years back in his 80s. But he used to say, you got to take a moment to step back and consider the reality of the situation. We put our emotions aside and our frustrations with, political situations and so on, and just say, how are we doing as a community economically? There are some significant winners right now, and there are those that are suffering. And so the winners, of course, we know would be like hardware stores, big box stores, even restaurants that have been well suited for outdoor dining. They've done really well because it's been one of the only places you could go would be one that would be set up like that. And then you've got the mom-and-pop retail shops. You've got the restaurants that have had to close that are suffering big time. You've got nail salons and hair salons that were closed for a long time. So those are the types of industries that the chamber is focused in with the cities of Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake, and the county of Shasta in developing grant programs with funding they received from the federal government to help with coronavirus recovery.
Now, you had called the CARES program, and you have advertised it everywhere, here, everywhere else, that you have up to $10,000 in grants. These are grants to be to be awarded to businesses. And you sent me a text about Say, Carl, are you going to do this?
Yeah.
And I mistakenly thought I couldn't do it because I got in a PPP.
There were two different programs going right now. There's the Community Development Block Grant money. That's the one with all the strings attached and restrictions.
Okay.
It's $5,000, and we're running that program in the three cities of Shasta County. The CARES Act money is $10,000, up to $10,000. That one has very few strings. The only one you really have to make sure you show is that you've been adversely affected by COVID-19 as a business. There's $750,000 appropriated by the City Council in Redding toward this purpose right now. And then we're going to be going back to them and asking for an additional $250,000 in the near future. I can almost guarantee that. Then I went to the City Council in Shasta Lake last week, and they agreed to $100,000 in CARES funds and then another $50,000 or so in CDBG grant money for their business community. So that's been really positive. The City of Anderson is doing the same thing as well. The big thing for us is I'm going back to the Board of Supervisors on the 15th of September to advocate for an increase in what they initially allocated. Their initial allocation is $300,000. It's going to go up to $500,000. And then my aim in working with Matt Pontus, at the CEO, with Joe Comenti and the other supervisors, is to see a significant increase. I mean, we're talking like maybe three or four times that amount for businesses throughout Shasta County, including those in the incorporated cities. It's still a...
Including ones that have already gotten some CARE funds?
Yeah, I mean...
Everybody.
You would not be excluded for having received a grant or a loan in the past.
You want to take people that have not had those, though.
That's
and,
true.
I can mention the sandwich we write down here.
Yep.
They never put in for it,
but
they put in for it this time, and that's going to make a huge difference.
I just signed a check for Pat and Sandy over at the Sandwichery for $5,000 last week, so I know that they're getting that grant, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't put in for the full amount. I put in for what that it was going to do to help make up for some of this.
Sure. And we were saying this is to help businesses survive. It's also to help set up restaurants and others to be able to maybe improve their outdoor dining experience, not only during the crisis of the moment, but going forward so they'll be set up for success in the future because we will get past this.
Okay. Got to take a break. Richard, if you hang on past the break, we'll get to your question. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, he was able to stay open. And
good
Bruce
chamber member.
He is a good chamber member. Jeff Wurst is a veteran, and he believes in quality workmanship. He's been doing this for decades. And, he worries about the safety of a family. If you've got a chip in that windshield, anything could cause it to crack, clear across, or maybe even break. Well, Jeff will take that chip and fix it and repair it, and you will never have to worry about it again. If you have a crack in your windshield, he'll repair that. If it's going to impair your vision, he's going to tell you that, and he won't do that. He's not going to put you at risk. That's the type of guy he is. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way. And that's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. And all you RV people out there that get little chips in your windshields, yeah, he can fix those up very easily. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. 8:32 in the morning, about 74 degrees out there, going up to 96 today.
The thousand churches, the resolution of all the fruitless souls. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I want to be that complete.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery. Everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 77 degrees, going up to 99 today, 35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And I tell you what, Sharon Clark is just one bodacious lady. Started this business 16 years ago, has built arguably the finest home care organization in Northern California, maybe Southern Oregon, and maybe all of California. And during COVID, she stepped up to help people when their caregivers just couldn't make it there because of COVID. And now she's looking for some more amazing caregivers to join her team. If this is something you think you'd like to do, whether it's full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home, and that's where Sharon wants to keep your loved ones and let them stay at their homes. I'm here with Jake Manga, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about businesses opening and all that. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Hey, two questions for Jake. Why has the Chamber of Commerce not been brave enough to spearhead a class action lawsuit against governments at all levels for unlawful taking? Closing businesses is an unlawful taking of property. And the second question is, when these lockdowns come back, which they will, is the Chamber just going to run to the corner and put their thumbs in their mouth, or are they going to actually do a true fight? Thank you very much.
Okay, Richard.
Well, it's a good questions. As far as the class action lawsuit, I have not done anything with that. Don't know what legal grounds we have really to stand on. Would have to do much more in-depth research with that. And what we do is we're part of a larger association called the Western Association of Chambers, and it's based out of Sacramento. And these people are absolutely non-governmental. That has not come up as a viable option in the chamber world at this time, so we haven't pursued it. But your second question, which has to do with
What if he comes back and shuts us down again like he did last time with no reason?
Yep.
What would the chamber do?
I think that you're going to see a greater response than you saw before. Because I think that it's something that we cannot have continuously happening. That yo-yoing back and forth is the quickest way of killing a business, particularly those with perishable food items like restaurants.
Like you did last time, with no warning.
And that's where, like, and a good example would be Dick Blake at Gift's Steak Burger, who was our first $5,000 grant recipient. That guy, he's a wonderful human being. You wouldn't know it when you go in there sometimes because if he gives you crap, it's because he loves you.
That's right. If he knows you, stand by.
Yep.
Stand by.
So anyway, he got emotional because it was the first time he had ever asked for anything in his life. The guy's a Vietnam veteran, very proud of the business that he's built over 40 years and all that stuff. And yet he lost thousands of dollars in food because he came back on the faith and the belief that it was up to us in this community. So to be get shut down again could have catastrophic impact on businesses like that. And the chamber won't be standing idly by.
Would the chamber support something like, hey, guess what? We're staying open.
We very, very well may. I would
That Shasta County and Redding is going to be a sanctuary, mm-hmm. county for against COVID. That we're going to protect our businesses.
Yeah, and we've done a good job of that as far as, the numbers itself, which is the biggest barometer for our community, unfortunately, in this situation. And I hear Richard's frustrations, and just know that it is something that we are constantly discussing on the Political Action Committee as well as the Board of Directors. And, of course, I serve the community at the pleasure of the board. So,
okay. All right. Let's kind of move past COVID now.
Yeah, sure.
Even though that it's kind of like the skunk on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what you talk about the table, everybody's looking at the skunk.
Yep.
When we start talking about businesses expanding,
yes,
even during this, we've got businesses expanding, businesses coming into Redding. Can you give us a quick synopsis?
Well, I can say that we've seen more action at Stillwater than we've seen maybe in its history. And my good friend Todd Jones is at the helm of the EDC. And I said, you've got the Midas touch, buddy. So just keep it rolling. You know, timing is everything. And he's been on a roll. And to see, a multinational organization like Panettone looking at buying almost half of the Stillwater Business Park. And these guys do hundreds of millions of square feet in commercial development annually.
And what they do is, from what I understand, is, tell me if I'm wrong, is they will build structures there based on what people want. So that once those structures are there, they can move a business in. Is that correct?
Well, if Todd's not listening, I don't want to speak for him, but I'll try to speak for myself, maybe on his behalf anyway. Would be that he believes that a company like that would not be interested in making a purchase like this if they didn't already have many people in mind.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Is they're not going to spend several million dollars on a spec building unless they have somebody ready to move.
Yep.
In.
So that really bodes well. And then we've got, of course, business retention and expansion is an important thing for the EDC. It's very important for the chamber, too. The two organizations can complement one another in that effort, and we do. Pace Engineering is a good example. That's a local company that, if you can't find a place where it fits for them in our community, then you always are susceptible to them moving out. And thankfully, they have found a new home at Stillwater, and they're under construction out there right now, well on their way. And that preserves well-paying jobs in our community and gives them a chance to expand further. So that's very exciting. I heard a comment the other day from someone, I'm not going to say who, but it's someone that isn't, in the thick of things, in the trenches every day, in the private sector. This person said, how could someone start a business during a pandemic? They must be out of their minds. And you just go, it's not for us to decide. If they see an opportunity for in the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we started this radio station during the last Great Recession, and it was like, it was tough. And if you thought about it, you wouldn't do it. But there's some businesses that this pandemic is not going to impact on.
Well, my belief it can be this anyway, is that, and I get all fired up about it, because it's like we talk about the MVP of a business, the minimum viable product. And if you can make it during the leanest and most difficult of times, you're learning how to do things really well. Then as growth becomes an opportunity, you're more well-positioned. Maybe you didn't take on as much debt as you would have in good times at the start, and that's not weighting you down. And so anyway,
you spend a lot more sweat equity into something than if you had had a great deal of money or during good times.
And we're not taking the financial risk at the chamber that our members take on a daily basis, you know, and I recognize that. So it's amazing to me to see what these people do.
Which leads to
basis.
The next question. Yes. What is the current cost to join the chamber and any incentives at this juncture?
Well, cost to join the chamber is always up for negotiation. But our basic is this. It's if you're a one-person operation, it's $200 a year. If you're a business of more than one, then it's $300. And then we've got $500 and $1,000 levels and then sponsorships and things like that. You can just be a community member and throw $100 to the chamber to help us with our mission because, you know, you want to stay in touch with what's going on in the community at large. I would say that probably that one of the biggest things that has been a perk for chamber members recently has been our ability to quickly pivot into business recovery to make sure that our members are aware first as to what changes are happening in human resources at the state level, what grant money is coming down the pike, and how you can position yourself to best be considered for that money. We are living the most purposeful lives at the chamber that I've seen in my almost 5 years there. It's amazing to say that. We know exactly what we're doing on a daily basis. We're proud to do it. We are fighting for our businesses to remain open, and we're going to walk alongside them through their challenges. It's a big – if you want to know what's going on in the community, it's great to be a part of the chamber.
Yeah, okay. I'm with Jake Mangus, who's the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. He's grown the Chamber of Commerce since being in there. In fact, you had 1 month there that you could join for free.
That's right. We did it for a couple months during the beginnings of COVID and added 250 members. So we're at 1,050 members now, which puts us in a really good place in terms of chambers across the country. We're a large one, and that doesn't surprise me because our community is really involved.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. They're running classes. I mean, you can imagine how full these classes are. So many people are buying guns. Bosti on the arms, I say go down there, but, he gets guns in all the time, so you might be lucky, that they have, a firearm of your choice, or they have ammo, but he is constantly striving. He just ordered, thousands of dollars worth of ammo. I mean, thousands of dollars worth of ammo to come in, but it's not up to him. But they're shipping, they have shipments coming in all the time. But Northern Firearms Instruction is running full classes every weekend throughout the Northern California region. Northern Firearms Instruction teaches in over 40 different locations. And if you want to learn to get to just a fire pistol, there's classes for that, safety and handling of firearms, classes for that, your CCW. Renewal of your CCW, women's only classes. There's all types of classes available. Just check out usgunpro.com, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and over-regulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play. Limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today is the 9th of September. It's 77 degrees out there, 8:51 in the morning. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And let's talk elections. They're coming out in the chamber took a stand, and I guess you could call it a stand, because you endorse certain people. For Reading City Council, there's five people running, I think.
Six
people running. You endorse the incumbents.
That's right. So
why?
Just taking a step back and saying the chamber's role as an advocate for business, nearly 80% of our members tell us that they expect us to be a participant in this political process and, when necessary, endorse candidates for local office and beyond. So the group interviewed, the members of our PAC and board interviewed 5 out of the 6 of the folks running for city council in Reading. The 2 available seats here held by Adam McElvain, our current mayor, and our former mayor, Julie Winter. And after the interviews, the group deliberated, and they came to the determination that if you look at what they have been able to accomplish, the incumbents, over the last 4 years during some of the most difficult circumstances with the car fire and so on, certainly we've had great economic times, relatively speaking, and we've been able to grow our reserves at the city and set us up now for what could be struggles in the next year or so. This isn't a time to be making a change. We need stability. We need continuity. These were some of the things that were discussed by the group. And when we're at the council level trying to decide what decisions to make in the near future, if we do run into some difficult times, it's not the time for new members to try to get up to speed on what's happening in the city, but we need people that are in there that already know how things work. And so that was the decision that was made, and it was less about a thought that others were not going to be able to do a job, and more about just saying that now we don't believe is the time to be making the change.
Changing a horse in the middle of the stream.
Yep.
Until this is over.
Yep, that was really the basics of that decision. So the chamber has put its endorsement behind Mayor Adam McElvain and Julie Winter for city council.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's go to the Board of Supervisors. And you selected a non-Reading resident, Steve Morgan.
We got in really early on this one. Steve Morgan, when you look at the guy from a character standpoint, just a great individual, wonderful character, served his country proudly during the Vietnam era, and here he is wanting to continue to serve. Not only, District 4, all the districts touch a good chunk of Reading, and District 4 does as well. So it is one of 5 voices on the Board of Supervisors, and one that we know whatever decisions are made, he's going to be making them to the best of his ability, and he's someone that we can trust. And so that was a big thing for the chamber.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, the chamber got into politics several years ago and then said, we're never going to do this again. Well, I mean, it's true. And, but now you're all back into it again.
Yeah. It's one where if we had gotten different feedback from membership saying, we don't want you guys to touch this stuff anymore. We don't want you to be an advocate. We don't want you to be an endorser of individuals. Then we would have probably taken a different step as a board. But when you got to listen to what your audience is telling you, and since there are so few entities out there that are going to dive into this, which it's not easy. I mean, again, it's a decision made by a group of volunteer business leaders, and then I reflect that position in the community. So it's easy for me to go up to those that we're endorsing and say, congratulations, we're going to endorse you. By the same token, I have to go up to the people that we're not going to endorse and let them know. And what's been great is, you know, people understand the position, and we try to do it in the right way. So there is some, you know, respect.
Are you a voting
there.
Member on that board?
I am not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's something else. See, I didn't know that
yeah.
until now.
Yeah.
So it's the board of directors
yes.
that make the decision.
That's correct.
Jake presents them, and then Jake
yep.
will tell them. So
yep.
he is not a voting member on
yes.
this.
Yes. Yep.
So.
Yeah. But those were the decisions made, and, I stand
by
those.
Way, this is a full-time job for Jake.
Correct. Yes, I'm a paid staffer.
And you came from...
I came out at, let's see, I worked for KRCR in sales and in news for about 7 years, and then I had the opportunity to go work for Catholic Charities for Northern Valley Catholic Social Service as the development director
mm-hmm.
There for 10 years, did that, and then came over when Frank Strazzarino, my predecessor, reached out about 6 months before his planned retirement at the end of 2015 and said, I'd like you to consider doing this. So I was one of a few people that competed for the position and started in January of 2016.
So should you the Chamber of Commerce really be leaning into things like unfunded liabilities? Because that's going to has an effect on us in our community. Should the Chamber start maybe taking more of a I don't know if it's a political stance. I guess you could say it is. When you talk to Julie and Adam and say, hey, you know what? Unfunded liabilities really bothers us. What is your plan to try and offset this?
Well, I think that it's correct. The overall health of government is something that's very important to us because we believe that it all begins with a healthy business community. But we also need healthy local government to provide those essential services to keep things flowing and in the community, and namely public safety. I mean, that's a huge piece for us. The chamber does follow that. We've been pleased to see the moves that have been made by negotiations that Barry Tippin has made, as well as, you know, in working with unions and unrepresented employees as well in improving things for the future. We are in a painful period of time, but the forecast actually isn't as grim as we might think. And they've been able to actually improve their reserves at the city as well, which sets us up. Because you think about running the city as a business, and that's what they are doing. It's hundreds of millions of dollars, of course. But being able to have money put aside to be able to pay those liabilities is a big deal. And it is something that is a bit beyond level of complete understanding, and I admit that. It's complicated, but we believe that based upon bond ratings and so on, our city of Reading's in a good place right now.
Yeah, you know what, and the thing is that we're all concerned about what the tax revenue is going to be after this last disastrous quarter for almost everybody. But, you know, it appears that we're starting to come back, that things are happening. The CARES program, which reaches out to $10,000, it's a grant to businesses, that small businesses, individuals, things like this that can help them.
Took the show on the road to the cities and the county and said, you all need to participate. They all said yes.
Great. Okay. Hey, Jake, thanks so much for being on today.
Yep.
And thanks, Shasta Regional Medical Center, for sponsoring the Chamber of Commerce Hour. We'll be back tomorrow with Trish Clark. Hi, everybody.